This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
All right. Well, hey, good morning and a happy Wednesday to everybody one day before the big one, Thanksgiving. And, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. This could be been around a long time. Don't have a great memory. Before we get into everything, I want to let you know Dave Hyde's with us again today from the Sun Sentinel. All day Dan Day filling in for Woody, who's up doing basketball games for the Miami Hurricanes up in Orlando. And Jamie's also with us. He's just, you know what he's waiting for. He's just waiting to see if Lane Kiffin is going to Florida. That's all he cares. He didn't care about anything. He doesn't even care about the Panthers because he is a junior Panther. Once a junior Panther, you're a Panther for life.
Well, Panthers, big season. But I was thinking about this Lane Kiffin thing. He should stay in Mississippi, I think. He created something there.
Hey, he built no something. Way staying he, there.
If he goes to Florida or LSU, he's just another coach who wins there, right? But if he stays in Mississippi and wins, he's created something special.
Easier.
Sorry, Jamie.
I think he's going to Florida. I think he's going to Florida.
He could be the coach that turns the Gators around, though.
Yeah.
What would be all this stuff about Mississippi?
Hey,
like
that
the
would be the
one since Urban Meyer.
I was going to say that would be the third coach to get things turned around. That same thing at LSU. They keep talking about all because they've won a few. LSU's won a few championships.
Oh, yeah.
Saban got one there.
Les Miles.
Orgeron
got one. Orgeron. He's down here now. See him a lot. By the way, one of the great characters of all time.
Great voices.
If you ever get a chance and he's walking out, I think he might be looking for a head coaching job too, but he is son's down here coaching. But one of the most entertaining human beings. He had me, actually, Woody was with me too. Woody goes, "You always like that?" And I go, "Yeah, he is. He is entertaining. He got great stories. He likes dysfunctional stories. He heard mine. Yeah, brother, I got some on my own. Well, it's a good thing you and I aren't hanging out, brother. We'd be bad for each other." Hey, so anyway, we had the brackets come out, college football playoff rankings, the brackets, and what it looks like. It is a great tease to the University of Miami because they have us in the brackets. I was just showing Dave Hyde as we got our TVs on here this morning and ESPN's got Miami in those brackets because they have moved up to number 12 from 13 to 12, but it's very misleading because you'll notice in the brackets, the winner of the ACC championship, which is most likely going to be SMU, Virginia, or Pitt. Oh, what's that Pitt thing? Well, Pitt plays Miami, so they're playing for something. Their only way to get to the playoff is to win this, and they're in good, you know, if they win this game. So those are the teams, and they're not mentioned, which there's a chance, Dave. I don't want to be a downer. They said a lot of nice things about the Canes are playing better. Their offense is really coming around. They're playing some of their best football towards the end of the year. But other teams just overall have been stronger is the message that came out last night from the playoff rankings committee. Still need help. First of all, you got to beat Pitt, and you really, honestly, you need to beat them. Like, put together a complete game and beat them, and then you still may need help from the outside.
Yeah, they won.
That sounds like a downer.
Well, they won the beauty point battle last week because they jumped over Utah, which had an ugly win against Kansas
State. Had to come back at the very end of that game to win, yes.
And they won it the week before when Vanderbilt was idle, and they beat North Carolina State. So they've actually jumped up two spots the last 2 weeks on beauty points. So can they have some more beauty points? Because they're going to need them.
I mean,
they're going to – it's still a – I don't know what the computers are saying, the percentage-wise, but it's still against the odds for them to make it.
I will say this for the third time, and they lost the other two games because they should have beat Louisville. They're a much better team than Louisville. As we're all finding out now, is there a 500 team in the ACC, which is amazing. Just absolutely collapsed after their win against Miami. And SMU, since their win, has played out of this world, but they just – they kicked SMU's butt every way possible except this. They really did. They had a zillion plays called back. They must have had 100 yards in plays called back where he's rolling around and making throws and, you know, and then they lose in overtime in that game, which should have never come down to that situation.
Well, we can get in the argument Notre Dame and strength of schedule and head-to-head, et cetera, but to me, Miami could lose to Louisville, but That should have been the wake up call. You can't lose to SMU. You can't lose two of those games to bad opponents.
I think every year, Dave, two losses in the ACC and you're not going to play in that game.
Yeah.
You're not going to play in the ACC championship game. Some of these other schools are playing softer schedules. Smart. They're not looking or they're making sure their losses are out of conference.
Well, nobody has a softer schedule than Miami, I don't think, this year. They had 8 home games.
Yeah, they had it.
Florida and Florida State were down and
had it set up.
You know, it was.
But in fairness to them, after the first week, Florida State beats Alabama, we're going, holy crap.
Right.
This schedule, and you got the Gators and this kid's coming back, this freshman quarterback, and played his ass off in the second half of the season. Like, oh my God, this schedule.
Well, it's not Miami's fault.
No, it's not.
It's not their fault that the ACC schedule fell to them not playing some of the top teams. And in fact, it's unfortunate they didn't play some of the top teams in the ACC.
So the only thing is you just got to beat Pitt. And by the way, quietly, a lot of people think Pitt's going to win this game. A lot of people going, oh, this is a Pittsburgh game, cold weather, maybe snowing. This has got, and those warm weather kids down there in South Florida that half that roster, they probably looked at the roster going, oh, this guy's never been in cold weather. What about this guy? Oh, he's never been in cold weather.
I think there is some truth to that there is an adjustment for these, but who has more talent?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Who should win?
No matter what happens at the end of this year. At the end, when this is all said and done, nobody's going to sell me. My eyeballs have told me the most talented team in the ACC, I'm not saying in the country, in the ACC is the Miami Hurricanes.
And that's the unfortunate part of them having to scrabble to try to get in, right?
Yeah.
Because I do think from the start of the year, you know, I remember talking to Jimmy Johnson when he went and looked at him in preseason and talked to the team, and he came out and he said, they look like a great team. Just physically, they're big, they're strong.
I thought the same thing.
They're mentally, they're into it.
Went down there, watched that first practice, and then everybody's calling, hey, well, how they look? What do you think? I go, man, they look real good. And by the way, that day I was there, Malachi Toney looked unbelievable. And well, slow down a little bit. It's just, you know, it's one of our first practices. But he's jumping all around the place, you know. You know, he's not getting tackled. He just kind of – and I go, okay, but, you know. And
he's unbelievable.
Yeah,
he is. I mean, everybody, all the freshmen of the year, well, yeah, the question is he All-American? Is he, you know.
Yeah, right. It's more than just being the best freshman.
Yeah.
He's one of the best players in college football. I agree. I agree with you. So, anyway, hey, take care of Pitt. Let's find out what happens is the message today. And, hey, man, Kane's run defense going to have to pick it up if you want to get into specifics here. And Carson needs a clean game. Carson needs to play. I was trying not to do this all season. Carson needs to play like one of the highest paid players in college football. He needs to play.
Now that's an odd expression, but you're right. I mean,
it's not a shot.
No, it's
saying
not.
Saying the same thing in Oklahoma. They're saying the same thing with all these guys that are.
But it's like what we say about Tua. If you're going to be the $50 million club, you have to play. And that's where we are with college football too. That if you're going to make the big money,
yeah.
And it's a weird thing to say traditionally.
I'm not saying he can catch it, but he's got to get out there and he's got to make the right decisions.
The last few weeks, he has made the right decisions.
He's looked good.
He's looked really,
I think he's looked real good. Yes. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in college football, but I think overall, when we step back and we start pointing fingers, he had the one real bad game against Louisville, and he did. He had a bad, it's a terrible game. But outside of that, played pretty well all season. Played pretty well.
He brought them pretty much what they expected, right? What they hoped for. Right from the start, Notre Dame coming up. First game, new offense, new everybody, and he had a nice game.
Dropped a couple beautiful passes. Yeah. So anyway, we start the day here with that news, and really hasn't changed, although the brackets really do tease you, because I look up there and I go, man, this
– Miami-Oregon.
Miami-Oregon matchup.
Here we go.
And then you go, then you look at it and go, well, who else in the ACC? Because we know the ACC champion of the conference championship game is going to be in. Ooh, they're not in there. And hey,
it would be a fun January. That's the thing. That's I would love to play the homer card and just say Miami deserves to be in no matter what. Because for me, it'd be so much fun to see Miami in.
But, how about Miami going to Oregon? How about him going back there? That would be unbelievable. Story.
You don't think the NCAA, the voting committee, wants that?
Yes.
I mean, look at that bracket.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not.
All these Miami fans with the persecution complex, they hate us. Everybody hates us. No, they don't hate you. Stop that.
Yeah. No hate, only love for whatever's best. I'll tell you what, the last thing wants is to have a bunch of first-round games that end up being 30- and 40-point blowouts.
That, which
whoever wins the ACC might get their ass kicked in that first game. Whoever wins that ACC in their first game, wherever they play, they might get kicked around pretty good.
Do you think whoever wins the ACC deserves to be in the playoffs?
Well, that's the way it's set up. Now you're getting back the same thing where it was to have a weak conference that's right now.
But if you have a weak conference, you should be able to win that conference.
No, weak division in the case of the NFL.
Right.
I mean, somebody's gonna win a division with 9 wins every year. Somebody wins. Tampa Bay wins with 9. Houston could win, not this year, but we've had, you know, some of the divisions aren't strong, and then you got other ones sitting there. Remember last year, everybody was upset. Detroit was so good, and Green Bay was so good, and Minnesota, and they wanted to change the rules. They go, hey, we got to change this to what we're talking about right now, and not just give a division winner a home game. So
yeah, I just have a hard time if Miami is tied for 4th in the ACC to be saying, and I do think they're the best team in the ACC, but I have a hard time jumping them over everybody and saying, forget what happened on the.
We just can't change the rules because, right. You know, because what your eyeballs are telling you.
Because it's better for us.
Well, it is better for us. No question about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us here. He usually joins us on Thursdays, but that's Thanksgiving, of course. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union in football and in life. It's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino will be on the call for Touchdown Radio this Saturday night, Alabama and Auburn. And I remind you, before we talk a little college football with Gino, the best place to get geared up this holiday season with Kane's gear is Kane's Wear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. We were just talking in the last segment, Gino, about Carson Beck and what letter grade you'd give him or whether, because Crowder was saying he didn't meet expectations. But I reminded Crowder his expectations for Carson Beck were the bottom of the barrel. He thought he was going to be a bust. And I think those big wins at the beginning of the season were a lot in part due to him. So I'm just curious how you look at Carson Beck's season with the University of Miami.
Well, I would say good, not great. He played better this past week. I think that, you know, the two losses are really the disappointing ones. I mean, he threw four picks in the one game and didn't play well. But, you know, they got their work cut out for him. I mean, they got an outside chance getting in the playoff, still, you know, probably more of a chance making the playoff than making the conference championship game. But for them to do that, they're going to have to go on the road and beat Pitt. And I just saw Pitt against Georgia Tech. Pitt has a true freshman quarterback and a true freshman in the backfield that are legit. Like I'd be shocked if Pitt was able to keep Heinschel the quarterback for 4 years, because somebody's going to be throwing some major cash his way. The kid can move. He got a nice arm. He's aggressive. Seems to be, you know, fiery leader on the field. But, you know, I would say okay. You know, he didn't have obviously a Cam Ward type season. And obviously nobody has at the University of Miami. So maybe unfair to compare that. But I think that the comparison is not necessarily just your statistics, but your record. And I think that's really what you know is most important as a quarterback is what's your record wins and losses. And you lost a couple games where, you know, you were a pretty big favorite, you know, in those games and you didn't have great games. So, you know, I'm not going to say it's a failure, but I think it was adequate. Yeah, we would have liked more out of it. And he can write it off. If they go out and smoke Pitt this weekend, I think they got a good darn good chance of getting in that playoff.
And Gino, do you like that approach with, like you're saying, Cam Ward? And Hawk's right, because I'm looking at Cam Ward and I'm almost like, listen, I watched him at Georgia. I watched Beck at Georgia. I'm like, he's not Cam if y'all are expecting that. But to your point, like I was saying, man, the two losses, the ball touched his hand last. And those top quarterbacks, that's what you want. You want to have the ball in your hands down by four to go win the game or in overtime for SMU. where he's not doing that. So I guess it's almost we're talking now about the strength of schedule versus strength of loss, where I'm putting those losses over the Notre Dame, over the Florida game, over those games, because when the game was on the line, you had the ball in your hand. It wasn't the defense having to stop them.
Oh yeah, I would agree. I think the one disappointing thing, listen, as a player, you want to feel like, man, the guy's all in. And the most disappointing thing to me is, listen, you can have crappy games. And I've had crappy games, and you just own up to it. But some of the responses, like I'm just running the plays sent in to me from the sideline, like I didn't really care for that kind of response. I mean, I don't want my quarterback telling me that. I want to tell my quarterback, here, I'm going to teach you this is what we want to run in these situations. And if, 25-second clock's running down, you can get us in a better play. Get us in a better play. You're the leader out there. I'm the coach on the sideline. And I think those were probably the disappointing thing. I think the play at SMU where they're trying to throw a little dodge route, to Malachi and a linebacker, like you said, it really wasn't a tough interception. I mean, it was kind of a floated ball over the middle. I mean, if you're going to try to jam one in there, I don't know. My experience, I throw that damn ball as hard as I can. I mean, if I'm trying to throw it by somebody, I'm trying to throw it by somebody. So I think that he has gotten better. I think last week was one of his better performances. And listen, quarterbacks, the more reps they have in a certain scheme, the better they're going to be. So hopefully that continues. But like I said, they're going to have their work cut out for them this weekend.
But I think the question here, Gino, in my opinion, is would you trust him in a must-win game in the college football playoff? I know right now the Canes seem to be on the outside looking in, but would you trust him to go make the play down the stretch of a game of the ACC title game or down the stretch of a game of a college football playoff game based on what you've seen this season?
You got no other choice. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, I get the question like we ask, like, do you really want the ball in this guy's hands? And we've done it, whether it's the Dolphins, the Canes, the Seminoles, the Gators. You know what? Hell, you're at this point right now, and he's your guy. I mean, remember, let's go back to that Notre Dame game, and Notre Dame handcuffed C.J. Carr. And now he was a redshirt freshman. I'm like, dude, if you pick your starter, I don't give a crap if it's the game one, game two, or game 11, or you're in the playoffs. He's your starting quarterback. So you better believe him, else you're setting up your whole team or your whole offense to failure. So I would say, yeah, they better have the utmost confidence in him going into these last games. And if they make the playoffs, they better have confidence that, you're not going to game plan around your starting quarterback. I wouldn't hope at this point in the season.
Speaking of the college football playoffs, there's obviously all and again, it starts with the Canes beating Pitt on Saturday. And again, you broadcast Pitt last week, so you've seen them. This is not a cakewalk by any stretch of the imagination. We've seen this play out with the Canes before. I believe it was a Thanksgiving or right after Thanksgiving game against Pitt just a few years ago that they put up a stinker. But if it comes down to the college football playoffs, is there any scenario where you say Notre Dame should be in ahead of Miami if they both end with the same number of losses and Miami has beaten Notre Dame head-to-head?
I would say yes, because, listen, you have recency bias. If you're voting, you look at things that happen closer to your vote with more credence. Notre Dame smoked Syracuse 70-7. They played a lot of the same opponents. And I would say the trajectory, Notre Dame has been playing better and better every week. And Miami has kind of been up and down. And then you had those kind of two stinkers in the middle latter part of the season. So I would say yes. And the committee has already told you. I mean, look at how they're ranking Miami and Notre Dame. If you're truly looking at same record, they're going to go, okay, let's look at same opponents and how you did versus those same opponents. I mean, hell, I can remember when I played in the BCS and all that, it was Florida and Spurrier running up the score, Erickson and Miami, they're running up the score. But that matters. because now you got people, the actual individuals where the computers are out of it, where somebody's saying, well, who do I think is really playing better right now? And I would say that, yes, there is a scenario. They've already showed you. I mean, they have the same records.
But do you think that that's fair? Because I have this.
Well, fair is what you go get blue ribbons at, and you know they show cows, I mean, and horses and
I get
things
it.
Like that.
I get it.
Very nothing fair.
In other words, to say, hey, this team is playing better now, discounts the game that you actually beat that team in. And why should that be discounted?
Okay, let's go back to a couple years ago, Hawk. Florida State was undefeated.
They should have been.
And they said the quarterback's hurt. And all of a sudden, they don't make the playoffs. And it's like, you screw 99 other players on that roster because the quarterback got hurt at the end of the season. Let's take another scenario. What if Ole Miss beats Mississippi State this weekend? And on Sunday, Lane Kiffin says, peace out. I'm going to Baton Rouge or I'm going to Gainesville. What does the committee do there? Who's calling? Who's going to call the offense? I mean, he's a big reason. I mean, I would say that's more even a reason to knock Ole Miss than how they did Florida State wrong a couple years ago. So, life ain't fair, but this is why you can't leave it up to people and their judgment. And this is why, as you know, when I was at school, we weren't in a conference. And our only chance was to go undefeated. We didn't have the SEC label behind us. We didn't have that schedule. So it was like we had to kick everybody's ass and basically say, you know what? You can't keep us out. And now Miami's not in that situation right now. They don't – if they worry about all this other stuff, they're going to forget about Pitt, which they can't. They can only control what they can control. And unfortunately, they left a lot out there with those two losses. But like I said, Pitt, man, Narduzzi's a defensive coach. I sat there and watched. He would line 6-7 guys up on the line of scrimmage. He would only rush 4. Georgia Tech's O-line couldn't figure out who was coming. They dropped a linebacker on the coverage. Guy goes 100 yards with a pick. Basically, kind of the same throw that Carson made earlier in the season. Miami's going to get a ton of that right now. Like that dodge route that Malachi Toney, they love throwing. Bro, there's going to be some blitzes. You're going to think it's blitz, and it's not. And it's like you have to be patient. And I would say how you take people out of blitz zone, you run the ball right down their throat. You just say, you know what? You can line up a line of scrimmage. I don't really care if you're rushing 4. I don't care if you're rushing 7. We're going to run it straight at you and just pound you into oblivion. But, you know, that's kind of what I would say. Just, you know, it is what it is. And we just got to wait until the committee. You know, there's a lot of things that can go their way and have to this point, really, have to this point, because they still got a shot, even with those two losses later in the season.
You bring up the committee, and it's humans and human error, almost like you're saying fair. It's whatever I think. Like, Hawk saw Carson Beck and loved him. I saw Carson Beck and was like, nah, he ain't worth a damn. It's just our opinions. But when it was a computer, everybody hated the BCS because computers don't know anything. They're just putting numbers together. Which way is the better way? I'd ask Hawk too, like, because humans make mistakes, but the computer's not smart enough to make that decision. So now there's no way to get the right 12 in?
Channing, we have to have jobs. And I like it whatever way, because then we got to talk about something. You know what I mean? It's set up for us to discuss and debate. I mean, I'll throw a wrench. What if Michigan goes out? Michigan hasn't lost to Ohio State in 4 straight years. What if they go out and beat Ohio State? Michigan and Miami are going to have the same record. That's going to be another team that jumps Miami. So it's like, you can talk about all these scenarios of them trying to get an ACC championship game. That's where, okay, hopefully these other teams lose and we get in the conference championship game, win the conference, then you're in. But, man, there's people that are ranked behind you that have big games that could jump you because, like you said, it's people saying, well, Michigan's playing better right now. Who's to say they are or they aren't? But people have to make a vote. They have to make a choice. And their recency bias, I mean, come on. We all know that. It's like, how great was the win in August? Yeah, it was great. Nobody remembers that win in August. People remember the wins in November. That's why when it's cutting time, you got to win in November. You got to win your conference games.
Somehow, I feel like everyone would remember the August game if Notre Dame won. And they had the same schedule and the same, and this whole situation was reversed.
You remember when Notre Dame beat Miami? I mean, argument ender. They're a better team. You know what, though? I would say play them again right now. And I would say,
but I don't have to play them again. They played them already.
Well, okay. They also had another opponent, which I told you about a long time ago in August, heat and humidity. They're big ass offensive line.
Oh, come on. We're not doing weather.
We're not doing weather.
What are we doing here? You're not doing weather.
All I'm telling you is they were eating popsicles on the sidelines in the third quarter because they were whipped by the humidity. Come on. Channing's played down here. Like the Dolphins be like,
that makes no sense. They played, both teams faced the same stuff. And you're saying, hey, play them again now. But we don't have to play them again now. We already played them.
But you have a head-to-head, and then you also have same opponent. So then they're going to look at same opponent.
Which one should matter more? Everyone's making
the head-to-head, but I'm telling you, recency bias.
I'm with you. I know it exists.
Yeah.
You got to ask ChatGPT, in my opinion. That's the only person that can solve this.
That'd be kind of interesting. Maybe some of the committee throws out the ChatGPT.
Put Elon Musk on the committee. Who's on the committee right now? Is Condoleezza Rice still up there?
Elon Musk is worried about counting his kids and wives and women and whatever he's counting. Come on. It's frustrating because they have a very good team, and they stumbled twice, and they were in big time games, and the ACC. Let's be honest, they don't have a team where they're like, hey, man, this is Pitt. They're 11-0 at the end of the season, and they got Dan Marino and Tony handing off to Tony Dorsett. That's where the ACC is missing this year, because no matter what you say about the SEC, at the end of the year, hell, Alabama could still lose to Auburn. I mean, it's the Iron Bowl. Crazy stuff happens in that game. But it is a game. It is like Michigan, Ohio State, where even if Michigan stinks or isn't very good, people give credit to, the opposing team of Ohio State and the SEC. And Miami does not have that game at the end on their schedule. That's why you can't let other people decide your fate. And that's the frustrating thing, because I think they are playing better right now, and they had a great game last week. Listen, they just go out and kick Pitt's ass on the road. It's going to be
put up 70 on Pitt. Put up 70 on Pitt and make people think about that.
That will be a factor. That will be a factor. And then all of a sudden, then it is, hey, you know what? They beat Notre Dame head to head. They had better wins at the end of the season, or they are just as good of a win at the end of the season.
Gino Toretta, we can hear him usually on Thursdays.
Are you opting out of Bird, by the way? Are you opting out of Bird?
Yeah, well, we're actually going up to Tampa, so we're going to a restaurant. So there's Bird on the menu. I think Lori's going to have the turkey. I think I'm probably going to go with some sort of like hanger steak.
Oh, that's hanger steak's good. Butcher's filet. Yeah. Poor man's filet.
Are you having turkey?
Hell yeah. I'm putting it on my rotisserie.
What about lasagna?
No lasagna, no za,
spaghetti meatballs.
No, but there's Italian sausage in my wife's stuffing, so there is some Italian meats.
What else is in there? Gabagool?
No gabagool, but it's no pork. Gabagool. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. We actually bought, I'm going to try this one. I don't know if you've seen it at your favorite store, Trader Joe's. They had half turkeys, like basically just ran down the saw. And it's all seasoned, so I'm going to take another half a turkey and throw it on my smoker and just kind of see how that plays out. But I can't go with that being the main one, because I don't really
know.
Yeah, I don't know kind of out seasoned how it's going to turn out. You know, I know how my bird with two sticks of herb butter underneath the skin and the breast to keep it moist. I know that's going to be good, and I know the skin's going to be crispy from my rotisserie, so I know I'm good with that one.
Yeah, keep a little gabagool in the fridge just in case things go south.
I'll slice up some pancetta. There you go. Some pancetta.
Gino Toretta, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union, with all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, the union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Have a great Thanksgiving, Gino. Have a great call, Alabama and Auburn. And we will speak with you next week. And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about when it comes to college football and the Miami Hurricanes. So we'll talk to you in a week.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Rock hour, day before Thanksgiving, and we got a lot. Well, I tell you what, a lot of stuff going on. Should finish the sentence there. But I got to tell you, man, we got Panthers in town. We got the Heat in town, smoking hot right now, talking about what they've done. Messi, two games away, and Inter Miami, two wins away, at home from winning a championship. We got the Canes hitting the road. They'll be leaving on Friday for that Saturday game at Pitt. Currently, with the college football playoff rankings, I think they're number 12, right?
12.
They are 12. They moved from 13 to 12. So they're there. And there's a lot of stuff. Listen, I it's a little misleading if people see it, thinking, well, if they win this game, they're automatically in. And that's just not, it's not the case. Because if you'll notice, when you look at the brackets that ESPN has up on the front of their sports page today, you'll notice that there's something missing. And that is the winner of the ACC championship game, which we won't know for a few weeks. It's going to probably be SMU, Virginia, or Pitt if Pitt wins this game against Miami, I believe they'll have a chance to move in there as well. So it's going to be one of those teams. Miami's in a really difficult situation, and the only thing they can do is beat Pitt, who has one loss in the ACC, and try to get in and get a little help. And then they got to wait and see what this committee, College Football Playoff Committee, thinks when they get together. I'm guessing they need to really put together a complete game. Kane's run defense needs to play better than they did last week. We'll start with those guys. And second, Carson Beck needs to really play well. I don't expect this running game to just start back up. We haven't seen a running game, honestly, from the Canes for a while.
And why is that? I think it's because defenses have said they want to run the ball so
that's
much.
That's some of it. But I don't think the run blocking's been as good as
– No.
I listen, we heard that at first, and like they're yeah. daring us to throw. Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, no matter – I know this guy's not Cam Ward, but he's no slouch. Carson makes all the throws. He does.
He's everything you expected him to be, that I expected him to be. You know,
he had one game we'd like to, could forget about.
But that was the question on him coming into the year. Okay, once in a while he throws interceptions. Okay, and he had one bad day. One bad day in 12. I mean, Miami could survive one bad day, but the whole team had a second bad day.
You know what, though? This is going to be a great game for him going out the door to – really put together a complete game. And he's got enough weapons around him. They've got a good bunch. I think they've got some guys coming back for this game. But, hey, the good news is all these young guys playing a lot of football over the last few weeks. He's got guys to throw to. He's got good tight ends. He's got good group of wide receivers. Hell, he has one of the best inside receivers. I call him an inside receiver, Malachi Toney. But he's got some guys that have been putting up good numbers. On the outside, and he's got, you know, a bunch of backs that can catch the football. I just, you know, again, they need to put together a complete game and stop the run on defense and get after the quarterback and see what happens. But can't let the lead running back go for 180 or 200 yards like what happened last
week.
Yeah,
that was a little surprising that
Georgia Tech.
Now Georgia, that Virginia Tech last week, running offense, running quarterback, and they ran the ball really well. A little surprising that they ran. Miami's given up like 90 yards a game, and Virginia Tech ran for 190. But on the other hand, if they're down double digits all game, and if they're almost like you want to run the ball, okay.
Well, they didn't give up a lot of points, and I understand that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.